Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. There are millions of children in the United States who have had one or more parents deployed overseas while serving in the military. These children ask many questions about what their deployed parents are doing and why. In the book, Under the Silvery Moon, that book answers some of those questions about other cultures and the services their parents perform. It's an award-winning children's book, winner of the 2016 Best Book Award for Children's Nonfiction. The author is Diana Hinkle. She was born and raised in Plano, Kentucky, the fourth of seven children. Raised on a farm, she learned the value of hard work helping others and the power of the written word at an early age. When her mother went to work as a librarian and bookmobile driver, books were plentiful. Books became an important part of her childhood, and writing actually became her passion. After teaching children how to read, write, and love books for 38 years in Kentucky and Indiana, she finally began printing her own material. The first book we're talking about on the program today is Under the Silvery Moon. Diana Hinkle joining us on This Week in America. Diana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
I remember those old days of the bookmobile. I wonder if they even had these. I mean, we would walk out to the end of the driveway, and the bookmobile would be there, and we'd load up on books for the next 2 weeks. It was fantastic.
It was the only way that many of the rural children
exactly.
could get books.
It was like a great way to do that, and putting books in the hands of all these children. And that's what you're doing with the book, Under the Silvery Moon. Let's talk about that, because I mentioned it won an award for a children's book, but the message is for all ages, isn't it? This is not just for children.
Yes, it is. As any teacher can tell you, that any book from children's books on up can be used in high school or college or whatever. But this book in particular has a very strong message about children all over the world. It also tells and relates to children of military families that they aren't alone. So it's a really important book.
Yes, it is. The book is Under the Silvery Moon. The book is available wherever books are sold. You can get a direct link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Diana's website is dianaghinkle.net. You can link on directly once again by going to our website. It's interesting when you look at the facts of military children, many, many more young children of parents who were deployed, many more than I thought about. In fact, they're often called the invisible children. Talk about that. This is a staggering number of children that are left back here with their parents being deployed.
We all take for granted our freedoms yes. that we have, and those freedoms we so often thank the military member, the service member, but we sometimes forget what the families go through when those servicemen and women are away from home. Right now, there are close to 4 million children under the age of 18 in the United States, and those are children of the major military branches, plus the reservists and members of the National Guard. These children go through the same problems that other children go through, but there is also an increase with them in things like attachment issues, anger management, being able to understand why their parents are gone, and the suicide rate also is higher than in the mainstream population.
Talk about, because you touch on many of those topics, many of those questions that the young people ask. Talk about your research in putting this together. I would think maybe when you just thought you had covered everything, something else will pop into mind that somebody brings up. There are a number of topics you just listed through several there that are crucial to the development of these children.
Exactly. The children of military families, simple things like having a pet can be an issue for them. There are only certain types of pet allowed if they live on a military base. Only certain types of dogs. So if they see a cute little puppy somewhere and it just happens to be a breed that's not allowed on the base, they can't have it. Or if mom gets deployed, that dog that's been their touchstone throughout their life may not be able to go with them. It's really expensive to move a pet across country. One fact that I found out was that around military bases, the number of feral cats is extremely high because so often they get left behind. People think that a cat can fend for itself and do just fine, but it is extremely high around military bases. So the suicide rate, that is a personal issue because my great-nephew was a military child. His father retired from the Air Force, and at the age of 21, he killed himself. Now, he's over, he would not have fit in the statistics for the under 18, but he just couldn't handle. He had a difficult time building relationships because they move so much.
You know what's interesting?
Those are some of the issues.
Yeah, and they are crucial issues. And as you read and as you look into this, there really aren't a lot of resources out there for families, are there? This when you started looking into writing this book, I think you found that there were few books that actually addressed the issues that that you do in the book Under the Silvery Moon.
My son is a retired Marine, and he had a child later in life. His little girl is now 4. He's been retired. He did his 20 years, and he's been retired for 2 years. But I started looking as a school teacher and a grandma. I was looking for some good books for her to have that she could relate to explain, you know, about her dad. And I just found very few. I have a good friend who works with the Kentucky National Guard, and she actually, once this book was written and published, got me involved in going to different functions that they had for children where I would give them copies of the book. And it's just, there's just not much out there. In traveling across the country with this book, I am particularly touched by the fact that the military families, when I say I would like to gift this book to you and thank you for your service, they are so touched by the fact that someone even wrote a book about their children or relating to their children. So it's had an impact. It just needs to have a greater impact.
It does, and it's interesting. You've got a review by a U.S. Marine Corps Chief Operations Officer who said basically this is a Marine officer that was brought to tears in reading this book for a number of reasons, one being nobody is really addressed out there. The family, we know for someone being deployed, the issues they go through, the families left behind or with them going through issues as well. And he also said that gave him a different perspective of what's on his children's mind. So you not only are helping the children figure out what's going on with their parents, you're helping the parents maybe understand what the kids are thinking.
That's correct. After 9/11, I was teaching a kindergarten class, and for several years after there, the enlistment rate was really high. So there were a lot of children that were living in our rural area, not particularly close to a military base. We're about 60 miles from Fort Campbell, Kentucky. But these children were asking questions. They would have a relative or a friend or somebody who went overseas, and it was difficult for them to understand because they did not live on a military base. Once the military began cutting some of their funding and began to do away with some of the bases on the schools for military children, it became an additional issue with just the regular classroom teachers because we did not have training to deal with this. So there are a whole lot of issues that are compounded in this, and hopefully this Under the Silvery Moon can help make some of those issues seem less scary.
Well, that has exactly been the case. The book Under the Silvery Moon by Diana Hankla, that's H-A-N-K-L-A. Her website is dianagehankla.net. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to Diana's website. Something that's interesting, too, is you sort of look at from a child's perspective, from a multicultural standpoint. Sometimes you wonder, who are these people my mom and dad are fighting, and why don't we like them? And they really don't understand that. You attempt to sort of do this from a little different perspective, sort of looking at the big picture.
I tried to think of the questions that some of my students ask me. At the time of 9/11, I was teaching kindergarten classes, and those kids, the parents seemed to feel like they could protect them if they didn't let them watch the news, if they didn't let them see pictures in the paper. They thought they were protecting their children from finding out about what was going on. Unfortunately, you can't protect a little child from the world. And these children were hearing stuff in the restrooms or in the hallway or at recess, at lunchtime. So they knew what was going on. And they would ask me questions like, well, you know, does this child have a pet? Or I wonder if those children have bicycles. Do they have toys like us? Do they do some of the same things we do? So that's what I try to address. And also to bring out the fact that their parents weren't always using their weapons to relate to these other cultures, but they were doing things like bringing in supplies and food and trying to help these different cultures too. So that was what my goal was.
And from you describing it, that's why, and we talked about it in the beginning, this is a message for all ages. I guess if there's hope of people living together in the future, it starts with the kids, those kindergarten kids that have been sheltered that now are getting some exposure to what's actually happening in the world. The book is Under the Silvery Moon by Diana Hinkla, our guest on This Week in America. Again, link on directly to our website and go to Diana's, which is dianaghinkla.net. Book available wherever books are sold. It's an excellent book for yourself, for your children. If you don't have anybody deployed, it gives you a better understanding of what those who are deployed are going through, and more importantly, what the families are going through. The gentleman I talked about before in the Marine Corps, the Chief Operations Officer, thank you for having the heart to write for them. This really wasn't work for you, was it? I sense in reading and in talking to you, you do have the heart for this. This really was a mission. This was important for you to write this book.
It was, and I waited several years to actually put it together and submit it to a publisher, and it was something that was heavy on my heart that needed to be done. And as I read more and more statistics about the number of children that were involved, as an educator, as a mother, just as a citizen of our wonderful country, it made me see the great need that we had to do something for these families and for these children.
And you have met that need in such a remarkable way. The book is Under the Silvery Moon by Diana Hinkla. We mentioned the free copy of the book for veterans. Talk about that aspect of that and when you are able to give a book and maybe open up a whole new world for the service member and certainly for their family. That has to be rewarding when you see the smile on their face and they're able to make life a little bit better for them.
Rick, we never entered into this with the thought that I would make a fortune doing this.
Yes.
But what we did not expect, my first book was an adult book, and it dealt with some spousal abuse issues. So we found a group here locally that deals with that, and we gave a portion of the proceeds to them. Under the Silvery Moon just took on a life of its own. We were at a big show in Nashville, Tennessee, and had maybe 20,000 people come through. A good portion of them were military because Fort Campbell is also fairly close to Nashville, Tennessee. And those people, there were so many veterans, it just, we had always given books to veterans, but it just, they were so grateful and appreciative. And we would say, thank you for your service, and thank your family for their service, and give them the book. And they would hug me and thank me for thinking enough of them to write a book for them.
And so probably help them realize, yes, it's not just them, and they certainly are making a sacrifice to be there, but the sacrifice, as we find in looking at the book, Under the Silvery Moon, that's an entire family. That's mom, dad, that's the kids that are all involved in this. For information on the book and the free copy for the veterans, you'll find it at Diana's website, dianaghinkla.net. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned the other book, Hope Island, and I said in the beginning, you're an author, and if you said, oh, Diana's a really good children's author, you would probably say, yes, thank you, I appreciate the compliment. But you're more than that, aren't you? In the book, Hope Island, you do murder, mystery, you've got romance, and you tackle another social issue in that book, as you just mentioned. So you really have a broad writing style.
I just sometimes think I have a warped imagination.
No, you're multi-talented, that's what you are. You're multi-talented.
Certainly, all my years of teaching have helped me come across many situations, but I have the sequel to Hope Island written. I have two more books along the military lines that I'm just trying to get published. That one deals with the deployment of both parents for children, and the mother has a short-term deployment. The father is out of the country. The other one, I was requested by a member of the Kentucky National Guard to write about the death of a parent. That one was extremely hard.
I can imagine.
But it is a necessary thing to get out there for these children. I have probably six or seven other children's books that are all very different, but all just wonderful books. And then I have a science fiction book I'm working on.
Well, you are all across genres, aren't you? I can't wait to follow up and talk about some of the other books. And a minute or so left in the program, what a great perspective you have had seeing the world through the eyes of young people, especially kindergartners. They really don't have a filter, do they? I mean, you're able to learn a lot of things, probably a lot of things that parents are going, wait a minute, he actually said that in school?
Exactly, and they just are, they have the sweetest,
yes,
the most naive personality, and they see things from a totally different perspective as an adult would see it. And I just love teaching them. I thought I would never want to teach kindergarten, but I actually enjoyed teaching kindergarten.
And I'm sure you learned a lot yourself in the process, didn't you?
Oh, I did. actually, I taught 10 years in Kentucky and then moved to Indiana when I remarried. And this is probably more information than you want to know. But my first job, I subbed for a year in Indiana. And then my first job, I was hired to teach two kindergarten sessions with a junior high home ec in between. And I was supposed to teach title reading somewhere in between there, in a small school in southern Indiana. And the principal, his reason for hiring me was because I had worked in a Chinese restaurant. I had done custom tailoring when I was to help pay my way through college, and I made wedding cakes for people. So he said, you've got the cooking and the sewing covered. And I just looked at him and I said, I don't know how I can do all of that in one day's time, but if you hire me, I'll give it a try.
And here we are years later, and it actually worked out. So having that background as a tailor in the Chinese restaurant, that was the foundation you needed for what you're doing today. The book
exactly.
is called Under the Silvery Moon by Diana Hankla. That's H-A-N-K-L-A. Her website is dianaghinkla.net. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. You can link on directly to Diana's website, which is an excellent website, by the way. You might want to do this by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Diana, it was a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and talk more about your upcoming books. Excellent job. This is really something servicing families out there that really people weren't paying a lot of attention to, especially the children. So congratulations on the success of the book, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for having me. I've enjoyed it, and I hope we do get to talk again.
It has been our pleasure having you on the program. The book by Diana Hinkle is Under the Silvery Moon. Information at her website and, of course, at thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.